Hey, podcast listeners, thank you so much for just taking a few minutes out of your day to listen to this episode today. Hey, I would love it if you would consider subscribing to this and also leaving a rating and review. That would mean so much to me. Thank you guys. Have a great rest of your day. In this episode, I'm going to answer the question, how often do I need to do a budget? Well, hey everyone, welcome back to this episode of the Find Your Money Path Show. Thanks again for taking a couple minutes out of your day to listen to this or to watch this. On today's episode, I'm going to talk about how often to do a budget or how often to refresh your budget. This is a question that I get often, and it's one that I actually hear a lot of people talk about. They kind of say things like, you know, I did my budget at the beginning of the year, or yeah, I have a budget. I haven't looked at it in a few months, but I have a budget. And I kind of want to talk about that a little bit. There's just some different thoughts around budgeting, and again, the frequency of it. Is it important to look at it more often than just, you know, a refresh when big life events happen? So I'm going to give you my quick take on that. From my experience in working with clients and even in my own life, what I've seen be the most helpful frequency, I guess, with a budget is to do a new budget, a fresh budget, every single month. And yes, this is a discipline, right? I mean, it's just another thing to add to the list of things to do. But once you get into the routine and the habit of doing a monthly budget, I promise you, it might take you 5 to 10 minutes a month to actually set a budget. It's really not that hard. And think about how much time we spend wasting 5 or 10 minutes doing whatever else. I waste probably an hour a day, if not more, just watching YouTube. So again, this is 5 to 10 minutes a month. It's really, really not that much of a commitment. And let me tell you about some of the benefits that can have. When you do a monthly budget, it's gonna be easier for you to stick to it, and here's why. When you set a general budget, let's just say you do a budget in January when you're refreshing your finances, right? If you do a budget in January, you know, you're not gonna be able to predict what the expenses are gonna be in, let's say, March or April or even November or December. You just don't know. I mean, you might get a new dog in the meantime, or you might change jobs at work, or you might, you know, something might happen. So having a general budget is only gonna get you so far. And what it's gonna do is it's gonna frustrate you. When you go back to look at, did I actually hit my budget? You're always gonna miss it because it's general. You're always gonna overspend against it because, again, it's very high level and it's very general most of the time from what I've seen. And when there are differences, again, this just makes it more frustrating and it makes us less likely to wanna even budget because we always are missing it. So here's a quick practical tip on how to get started. If you haven't done a budget in a while, or if you haven't refreshed your budget in a while, sit down, it's early June, and just think through the lens of just June. Think through what you're gonna spend in June, how much you're gonna make in June, and just do your budget for that. And another thing to think about if you haven't done this in a while is think about over the next 6 to 12 months, what are some of those items that you're gonna pay quarterly or every 6 months or once a year, and build that into June's budget and build, you know, set that up so if you're buying car insurance every 6 months and you've got Christmas and you've got vet bills and things like that, add all those items up. I call them one-time items. Add all those items up, divide by 12, and then this is gonna be another line item in your monthly budget. So in your June budget, you're gonna be saving for all these expenses that you're gonna pay for over the next year, and you're also gonna be paying for your June expenses that you have that are coming up. Obviously, budgeting can get more complex than that, but I wanna make this simple, and I wanna simplify this and just make it a little easier. So I really wanna challenge you guys, if you're not used to doing a monthly budget, take 10 or 15 minutes, start one, do one for June, and then set a calendar reminder for the last week of June to do your July budget, and just do this ongoing. I promise it's gonna make this whole budgeting thing a little easier and a lot easier to hit your budget every month.